As we all know, it is holiday season, and as many of you know who have been with me for some time now, I really like looking out for us in holiday season. It is a time of celebration for many, but it is also a time of pain for many because loss is part of the equation for a lot of people, and so we're still looking out for you. I want to share with you a conversation that I had previously with a lovely lady, Miss Lisa Brown, who talks about her journey through depression as part of her life's equation. I'm hoping that hearing this conversation can really help someone. So here's that conversation again that I had with Miss Lisa Brown. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you with us. And I'm going to tell you, you all know that on Wednesdays, usually for about an hour, I have a program, a segment that I call Spiritual Perspective. And we'll normally take a topic that we'll discuss for about an hour. And usually that is going to be something that is going to deal with whatever the subject is from a Christian perspective. And so I know that a lot of you who have been listening for quite some time know that this is the way I do it. It's not about slamming any other religions. In fact, I rarely, if ever, even discuss another religion. It's simply taking a topic that's of relevance to how we live and how we might want to change the way we are living and discussing it from a Christian or biblical perspective. And as I mentioned to you last week and earlier this week, I really have the privilege of speaking with someone who's going to really help us really look into something that does have to do with how many of us live, even though I know, want change. It has to do with depression. Our guest, yours and mine, is Ms. Lisa M. Brown. She has her book that I've been telling you about, Strong on the Outside, Dying on the Inside. It's something that is geared primarily, as I said, specifically to Black women who are in need of, well, getting free, this time from depression in general. But hey, a lot of you listening know that depression is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing that can really cause a lot of problems. Have you ever been out there? You've been to a point where you needed to go ahead and get something taken care of, whatever it was, but you didn't know how? You ever found yourself in a place where you knew something was going on with you emotionally and mentally, and you wanted to get it resolved, but you didn't know how? Or maybe you knew how, but well, you just couldn't find the strength to say, I need this kind of help. One of the things that I admire about Lisa Brown, and she and I are just meeting, is the fact that she had the courage to say, I need help and I'm going for it. And she's going to let us know how freedom can be found from depression when you bring together two things that you all have heard me talk about for about a year now, the professional help along with the spiritual intervention. And to that, I want to say to you, Miss Lisa M. Brown, hello, and how are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, I do admire you, too. I really mean that. The fact that you were willing to do some investigating to see what was the way out. But before we talk about what was the way out, tell us a little bit more about Lisa Brown. You're a business, a great business that you're running. You found yourself in a situation that was extremely painful for you. But before all of that, Lisa was a child. What was your childhood like?
My childhood? Well, wow. I grew up in Montreal, Canada, so I'm a Canadian by birth. And I had actually a wonderful perfectly normal, middle-of-the-road, middle-class life. I am the youngest of four sisters, wonderful parents, had a great support system. We were active in church and our community, had great friends and neighbors, and so I actually had a wonderful foundation.
And church, so church life has been a part of your life all your life.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, the day I opened my eyes.
Now, how did that get started? Is that something that was passed down to your parents from maybe their parents?
Absolutely. My mother is a strong Christian. She grew up a Seventh-day Adventist, and her parents, her mother was a Seventh-day Adventist. Her father was Anglican. My father grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist and also an Anglican. And so, long, rich tradition of being Christians, and I grew up in the church, and when I became an adult, I became a member of a church here in Washington, D.C., by the name of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, which is of the Pentecostal faith. But ultimately, my entire spiritual walk has been in the Christian church, in one form or another.
Okay, now you know you got to educate us on something, Lisa. You have an experience that most of us don't have. You have been able to experience life in the church in two different countries.
That's right. But you know what? Church folks are church folks. You know, regardless, there's a slight difference in how, faith is expressed when you look at it from a cultural perspective. But the bottom line is the same, that we're believers in Christ and trying to follow his way and his word as it's written in the Bible. And that's really the common theme throughout my entire spiritual experience. And, so regardless of the building that I was in or worshiping in or the denomination that I have been affiliated with over my lifetime, the common theme is that God is the Savior and he is our keeper, and he is able to heal and restore and deliver from whatever it is that we live with and need to be free of.
I like that, from whatever it is we live with and need to be free of. I know that it's so tempting for us as humans to sometimes assume that there are only certain things that God can deal with. But you said it doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is we're living with and need to be free from, he can deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we don't think about God in those terms sometimes. We certainly don't think about him being able to heal us from an issue as serious and as complicated as depression. But I am a living witness that he's able, and he has really turned my life around, and I'm eternally grateful. And that's really what drove me to write the book, is that I had a conversation with God, and I said, if you free me from this, if you deliver me from this, I promise you that I will serve you for the rest of my life. And I went a step further by putting my story on paper, because I realized that I was not alone. I thought I was alone when I was suffering from depression, but came to find out later that there are many women like me who grew up in the church, know God to be their Savior, but suffer with this debilitating condition and don't know where to get help and feel guilty about getting help because we figure we can pray it away or shout it away or sing it away, and it will get better. When it doesn't, we feel guilty about it. And so I wrote the book to help free some folk up to get the help that they need.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and you make such an excellent point. We can pray it away. We can shout it away. We can sing it away. Some kind of way we can just take it into our own hands and deal with it in our own power, the way that we see fit. And if it doesn't work out the way we have determined it's going to work out, then what?
Right. Right.
Do you find that sometimes, whether this is your experience and or the experience of other women you've talked with, do you find that part of the picture now becomes if they tried to praying, and I'm saying tried praying, they prayed, but they didn't get the results they were hoping for.
Right.
They have praised and worshiped, didn't get the results they were hoping for. Do you find that sometimes when people take these steps themselves and don't get the results that they want, do they sometimes find themselves questioning either their faith in God, God himself, or both?
Both. Absolutely. because when we pray, we expect things to happen. And when they don't happen, we blame ourselves. And people who suffer from depression, men and women, typically also are suffering from low self-esteem or a low sense of self-worth. And so you feel bad because you prayed and your prayers aren't being answered. And then you start to question whether or not, because you didn't do it right, because you didn't ask God for the right thing the right way, is something wrong with me? And then maybe there's something wrong with God. Maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe I'm not worthy. And so it just feeds into that already dark place that, that people find themselves in when they're suffering from depression.
And then I guess that just causes what may already be a downward spiral to just get worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing that, that, you know, when we're in that dark place, the bottom of the barrel, that's when we often can get that turnaround. So I don't want to leave people feeling, you know, gloom and doom and despair, but it's when you're at your lowest point that you kind of open yourself up to anything because you become so desperate to get better that it's that point where you surrender that you can receive the help that you need.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
you're fighting or not acknowledging what it is that you're living with, it's hard to get help. You don't name your pain. You call it everything but what it is. But when you finally get tired, that's when you say, okay, you know what? I'll take anything at this point. Anybody who can help me. And that's when we allow ourselves to be open to professional help. And that is really the key in combination with a strong spiritual base.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Lisa Brown. Her book is Strong on the Outside, Dying on the Inside. And she said something that I think is so critical, and I want you to please remember this. As you all know, we like to lay the foundation for whatever the topic is that we're discussing, but it's all about hope. It's all about a positive outcome. And she said she does not want you all to get locked into doom and gloom because that is not what this conversation is about. We got to help you know that it is about depression, but it's not about depression and staying in it. It's about coming out, the very thing that we talked about from the very outset of the discussion. You all stay with us. Lisa and I will be right back.
I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore.